Whether you are new to the living healthy lifestyle or a healthy living veteran, this is the place for the honest answers to your questions. Naturally Savvy with registered holistic nutritionist Andrea Donsky and health journalist Lisa Davis on RadioMD.com.
At Naturally Savvy, we talk a lot about misleading marketing tactics. What I mean by that is ways that companies try to trick consumers into buying their products. Today, I'm speaking with Donna Morin, a certified health coach, who's going to shed some light for us about the changes in our food system and how those changes are affecting our health. Welcome to the show, Donna.
Thanks for having me again, Andrea.
This is a topic that is very near and dear to my heart because we talk a lot about it on Naturally Savvy, and it actually gets me really angry. So I really want to hear from you. What prompted you to talk about these issues?
Yeah, so over the course of my years as a health coach, I've come to understand the myriad of marketing traps that my clients fall victim to every day. And having worked in advertising for many years myself, I can tell you that the techniques marketers are using today are more subtle and trickier, so that often we don't even realize we're being marketed to, and we believe ourselves to be failures when we don't always make healthy lifestyle choices. And just a few facts about marketing. Marketers spend billions of dollars annually to promote their processed foods and personal care products. And food marketing is actually a major offered in business colleges today, where students learn how to study trends in attitudes and behaviors, how to get consumers to respond just the way they want to. And you know those little shopping carts we get every day now, or every store?
Yep.
Well, those help us to get sale prices, but it also gives marketers important information about our buying habits. And there are thousands of food products out there, and they are all vying for our stomach real estate.
It's funny, you know, I do a lot of speaking, and one of the things I talk about often is, you know, there are certain companies that will show a food item that can contain some really harmful ingredients, but on the front of the package, you'll see these beautiful, plump fruit like strawberries or blueberries. But if you read the ingredients, you'll see they don't even contain any fruit at all. So it makes me laugh because as a consumer, we would look at those products and think, wow, these are beautiful. And someone I presented with not too long ago told me they used to work for some of the major manufacturers. And he said that that's exactly what they do. Like you're saying, they purposely try to confuse consumers by, you know, doing all this photography and spending all this money, when in reality, the ingredients don't really reflect what's on the front of the package.
No, those are all excellent points. And actually, if you read the book, Salt, Sugar, and Fat, that talks a lot about that, talks a lot to the marketing, and it's brilliant. But I want you today to picture a really popular scenario. And let's pretend that we've just walked into, let's say, Panera Bread. We're meeting our friends for lunch. And what's the first sight that we're greeted with before we see any bread? They have the big glass case full of those cookies and cupcakes and all those sugary treats, right? And baked to look like they're homemade cookies, and they're so beautiful, and they're placed right in full view, and especially at child-friendly level. But let's say that we realize we don't really want a cookie, and our bodies don't really need the cookie, so we proceed to order a healthy salad. But before we completely check out, what's the question that we often get asked? Would you like a 99-cent pastry to go with that? And so now it's like, okay, now, Houston, we have a problem. Because now we've not only been bombarded with all those beautiful treats and the smells, we're now being presented with that mother of all temptation, which is the bargain. And studies show that actual alarms go off in our brains when we see clearance or half-off signs, or when we hear the words "for just 99 cents more." It's like magic. So we cave, and now we're chowing on that cinnamon bun after our healthy salad, and oh, it's so amazing. And it's amazing because these food designers, as they're often called, have put together just the right amount of salt, sugar, and fat to make that cinnamon bun not only a pleasurable experience, but so powerful that you will remember the next time you come back and hopefully make that purchase again. So with that one trip to Panera Bread, you are up against food placement, food packaging, the bargain technique, and the food design that messes with our hormones in the same way pleasure drugs do. So, phew, that was tough.
And you make a good point, and I think that, you know, those those of us who are most susceptible to it are kids, because the kid, especially, you know, when the kids or the parents hear bargain, like you were saying, of the 99 cents, but even kids, you walk into that store and you see cookies and candy and all those cinnamon buns. I mean, I know my kids will walk in and go, oh, can we have this for dessert, or can we have this? And in some cases, they want it for their lunch or for their dinner. So our children, I think, are who we really have to be careful when it comes to misleading marketing.
Absolutely, and marketers spend billions of dollars just marketing to children every year, and that's a whole other topic. That's an issue for sure. But another thing that people really want to be aware of is you want to make sure to plan ahead. If you're going to be going out, you're going to be shopping, make sure you have something, make sure you have a healthy choice in your glove compartment, or know what your schedule is going to be, because food companies have now paired up with unlikely partners like Staples and Sports Authorities. Other stores where you never would have found food before now have processed food selections. And we know if we're out and we're hungry, we're not always going to make the best choices because our blood sugar is low. We see what's there, we grab it, we eat it.
I love that you said that, because it's so true when it comes to blood sugar, and especially when you're going shopping. And I've always, heard or been told and experienced that if you are going to make a grocery shopping or go shop for your groceries, that you really want to go in a full stomach, because then you become really susceptible to all the marketing that's out there, and you just grab things because you're hungry, thinking with your stomach, not necessarily with your mind. So that's a very good point. Do you have another point that you could share with us? I love that tip. Plan ahead.
I do, excuse me. Another technique has to do with the food store, too. So if you're in the food store, note changes that are starting to happen in the produce section. So produce is supposed to be where we stock up on all those things that are loaded with nutrients for our bodies. And food companies know this, but they also know the research, and they know that we are likely to buy something that's not so good for us when it's paired with something better. So, for example, you'll now find cake and whipped cream near the strawberries. So those bells go off again, and we think, strawberry shortcake, whereas before, if those things hadn't been there, we might have just stopped at fresh strawberries.
So they're tricking our minds.
Absolutely, absolutely. They know all the brain research out there. They pay attention to these studies, and they work with that. So let's go with another scenario. Let's pretend it's a beautiful summer night. That's going to be coming soon. You're at a shopping plaza, you're walking past a chain frozen yogurt or ice cream place, and the smell of fresh baked cones and chocolate and fruit are wafting through the open doors, right? And they seem to be carrying you inside, even if you didn't think you wanted ice cream. But here's what just happened, and this is wild. I just learned about this about a year ago, but there are actually scent manufacturers who create scents to help entice consumers. So that what may have smelled like fresh baked cones and just melted chocolate is actually a chemical fragrance that was pumped through fans into the store or even onto the sidewalk. Isn't that wild?
That is wild. You know, they're called flavorists, and they're no different than the companies that are making these flavorings or, artificial flavors for the food that we're eating. And I've spoken to several flavorists, and that is their job. They sit there in the lab, and they make up these flavors and these scents. So that's a really great point. So, do you have one? Well, we have time for one last technique, if you don't mind. We have about 20 seconds.
Oh, sure. So finally, I just want to address one more issue that's not food related, because marketing moves over into personal care products as well. If you were to make a collage of the advertisements for cosmetics, lotions, creams, perfumes, and other products we marketed to us every day, you'd quickly see the message being drilled into us, and that message is that we are not good enough as we are, and that our lives pretty much suck unless we purchase a company product. So our hair is not the right color, our teeth are not white enough. So while knowing about all this marketing doesn't mean we're going to always make the right choices, it still will help to empower us if we are aware of them, so that we can plan ahead and be better off in the long run.
Great point, Donna. Thank you for joining me today. If you'd like to learn more about Donna, you can visit her website at betteroffwell.com and follow her on Twitter at betteroffwell. I'm Andrea Donsky. This is Naturally Savvy Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD and at Naturally Savvy. Thanks for listening, and stay well.